May it please the Court. Good morning, Your Honors. My name is Dan Mohan, and I represent Chicago Rail Link. The District Court in this case erred in interpreting Section 54A of the FELA when it held that violation of a state administrative code provision renders a railroad strictly liable, even when that provision has nothing to do with the state participation program under Section 20105. Section 54A provides that a regulation by a state agency that is participating in the investigation and surveillance activities under Section 20105 is a safety statute under Section 53. 49 U.S.C. Section 20105 defines the state rail safety program, where states sign up with the federal government to provide enforcement resources and regulations to prevent and uncover violations of federal safety laws. And these laws are specified in the regulations. The FRA has defined the scope
of... So does Illinois have such a program?
Yes, Your Honor.
Investigation and surveillance of rail safety, is that?
Yes, of enumerated federal rail safety laws, Your Honor. It does have such a program.
Is that cited anywhere?
The fact that Illinois has a program?
Yeah.
I believe it is, Your Honor. It definitely does have a program, though. It is signed up under, and that's uncontested, that Illinois is a member of this program. The program is limited, however, to enforcement of 7 enumerated safety laws. And those safety laws are the Federal Railway Safety Act, the Locomotive Inspection Act, the Safety Appliance Act, the Signal Inspection Act, the Collision Reports Act, the Hours of Service Act, and the Hazardous Materials Act.
These state statutes?
No, those are all federal statutes, Your Honor, federal railroad safety laws.
So this program you're talking about enforces several federal statutes?
The program is for the purpose and the limited scope of enforcing federal railroad safety statutes. That's, yes, Your Honor. 49 U.S.C. Section 20105 is very clear that with that, and so are the regulations 49 CFR 212, which talk about the scope, the purpose of the program, and how states act with the FRA to enforce these 7 enumerated and limited federal laws.
Was this accident addressed in any way under any statute or regulation?
Is this accident in any of those 7 statutes?
Or in anything. I mean, is there some regulation or something that would address safety in this particular instance?
There's no federal regulation. There is a state regulation which was held to be held to hold the railroad strictly liable wrongly by the lower court, but that is outside the state participation program under 54A, under 20105, and
so
the regulation.
Not specifically enumerated. You say it's outside that umbrella.
Well, it's outside the umbrella because the statute specifically and the regulation specifically hold that the enforcement by the states is the enforcement of these 7 federal regulations. And
where are these 7 federal regulations mentioned? I'm still
7 federal regulations are at 49 CFR 212.3, Your Honor.
And what is that about? What does that say?
That is the FRA's definition of what this program is all about, the purpose, the scope, and it describes in great detail the railroad safety, the state railroad safety program.
So why haven't you cited the railway safety program? I don't understand.
Why haven't I cited
the Illinois program? Yeah.
Well, the state of Illinois has. It's undisputed, Your Honor.
Yeah, but why don't we have it so we see what this program looks like and how it differs from the state statute that the other side says, is is enforceable under the FVLA.
Your Honor, the way it works is the states sign up to...
I know. Where's the sign up? Where's the reference?
Okay. I understand, Your Honor. I understand your point, Your Honor. It was an undisputed point that the state of Illinois
point.
Does.
It's a statute. It's not a fact. There's some Illinois program you keep talking about. We don't have any. We don't have any.
One example of that. One example of Illinois' participation is the Hazardous Materials Act, the Hazardous Materials by Rail Carriers Act in Illinois, which is 625 ILCS 518C 7404, and the regulations under 92 Illinois Administrative Code 1605. That's an example of Illinois' participation in that in the federal act.
An example of their participation. I don't understand you. Are there seven different Illinois laws or what?
The laws are federal laws, Your Honor.
Yes, I know, but there's an Illinois program. Now, what is that? Is that seven different Illinois statutes? One Illinois statute or what?
The states do not have to the states don't have to participate in every single one of the statutes, and the states can.
As Illinois, you said that this Illinois program enforces seven federal statutes. Now, does that mean there are seven different Illinois statutes, like that 625 ILCS something, or what?
There are not seven different statutes, Your Honor, in Illinois. No.
One that says they enforce six of them, and then there's this Hazardous Materials Act, or what?
There's one. The state has signed up and is part of the federal state rail participation program, and as such, they are permitted to agree with the FRA to enforce whatever regulations the state decides they want to help enforce. One example of that is the Hazardous Materials by Rail Act that I just cited. With regard to the signing up process, the signing up process is very simple, Your Honor. It requires only the state to sign up, basically, and get a certificate. It's not a difficult process to sign up. In fact, it's not even clear from the regulations that there needs to be a state statute to sign up. It's simply a choice by the state. Mm-hmm. As I mentioned, it is undisputed that the Illinois Administrative Code provision 1550.4, which requires all railroad street vehicles to be safe, has nothing to do and is not part of Illinois' participation in the 20105 state participation program. Under the lower court's interpretation...
What are they used for? Are they driving? Do they carry these railroad workers to the railroad? Or what do they do?
Well, I think yes, Your Honor. It would be for transporting railroad workers around to different trains, et cetera. It would also be, presumably, at least according to the lower court's interpretation, trucks that are being driven by railroad workers on the highways to get to the location of their work.
This one was driven in the yard at the time, wasn't it?
This was actually on a public road where this accident occurred.
It wasn't, because I know you've got an overview of something. I don't know whether that's supposed to be focusing in where the wreck happened or what.
They drive in the yard, yes, and this one did drive in the yard just before this incident. But it was driven on the highway at the time that of this incident. It actually came out of the yard and was on a public street at that time.
Are these regular trucks? They don't drive on the rails themselves.
No, there is a federal regulation regarding that type of vehicle, but this is not that type of vehicle. This is a regular rubber tire.
Just an SUV or
something? It's an SUV. Like, it's a Suburban, like you would see people riding around on the streets.
This is a picture of it you got in there. It's a GMC.
That's the truck. Yes, Your Honor. That's That's a truck in the.
I have an awfully strong fender because this fellow was the SUV looks completely undamaged, but he was carried off in an ambulance. It's puzzling.
It's an FBLA case, Your Honor. I'm not going to comment on the veracity of the plaintiff. But yes, that was one of the problems with this case, Your Honor. The fact that this was a minor fender bender. He's claiming soft tissue injury, and now we're looking at a change in federal law, contrary to what Congress intended, for a minor fender bender where the plaintiff really sustained very little medical treatment. Was his own 26A2B doctor said that he was not disabled before he changed his opinion. So the lower court's interpretation, Your Honors, is mistaken. The interpretation is that once a state is in this program, this federal program, then every railroad provision ever enacted by that state, even those that are not part of the program, even those that are not pursuant to 201 and these enumerated seven statutes, are a violation of a railroad safety statute, which equals strict liability. An identical provision in the 20 or so states that don't participate in this program, because it's a voluntary program, would not be safety laws under the lower court's interpretation. So you'd have two different you'd have states right next to each other where it would be a strict liability in an FBLA case for violation of a provision, and the same provision right next door wouldn't be strict liability because that state doesn't participate in the program, even though the regulation doesn't have a thing to do with the program. It's not it can't be interpreted as enforcing one of these federal railroad safety statutes that are enumerated in 49 CFR 212. This is the first time that a jury's contributory negligence finding has been negated by this novel interpretation.
What would be an example of the kind of regulation that you would acknowledge was, you know, within the scope of this act?
The example would be right here in Illinois, the Hazardous Materials by Rail Carrier Act, that that requires trains to stop at the state at the state's request. It requires them to turn over records regarding hazardous materials, to submit to employees for questioning, require.
So if a railroad violated that statute, and it resulted in an injury, the injured worker could sue under the FELA and claim that violation of that state law is a violation of the FELA?
I think he could, Your Honor. I think he could. But the lower court's position that 54A, that CRL's position is that 54A has a dead letter reference to the state regulation is not true. That it's not a dead letter. It's alive and well in many states, and it's living in our state. If Congress had wanted 54A to apply to any state regulation that have nothing to do with this federal state program, then Congress would have just said that it, Congress wouldn't have said that it applies only to states in the program. It would have applied it to all states. And Congress, in enacting a sweeping Standardizing Safety Act, which unifies railroad regulations under the FRA, would not at the same time have sought to splinter FELA liability at every state line. This the holding of the lower court is also contradicted by principles that have recently been reaffirmed by the Supreme Court in Norfolk Southern versus Sorrell, and that is that the FELA is the exclusive federal compensation system for injured railroad workers, that it preempts state strict liability systems. The standards should not change at state lines, and that the FELA is a negligence-based statute, both for plaintiff and for the railroad, and it should not change unless the statute expressly states otherwise. 54A does not expressly state that a jury's determination of contributory negligence should be taken away from the railroad, should be taken away for the railroad's violation of any state regulation unrelated to the program under 20105.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Mohan.
Thank you very much, Your Honor.
May it please the Court. I think you've already focused on the key problem with the railroad's argument in this case, is that there's no such thing as state railroad safety regulations that are in some program or outside of some program. In point of fact, the state railroad safety regulation at issue in this case is one of four in Illinois. Illinois state railroad safety regulations. And it's these regulations that the statute at issue in this case, 54A, is directed at. The title of Section 54A of the FVLA states, certain federal and state regulations are deemed statutory authority. And that focuses back to Section 53, which directs that contributory negligence is negated in an FVLA case if there's a violation of a safety statute. There's four.
How far do you push that? What if there's a state statute that forbids smoking while working, and there's an accident because some railroad worker is smoking? Would that also be enforceable under the FVLA?
Well, I think the important limiting factor to that is.
Your answer is no?
It depends if the agency empowered to make that regulation has made it so, or if Illinois...
I don't understand you.
In Illinois, it's
what the... What is that in 54A?
It's the regulation, the second half of 54A that says the state regulation agency that participates in the federal-state partnership. Okay, this participation program that the railroad has mentioned. That agency
only participates for seven enumerated areas.
Right, and those seven enumerated areas that it cooperates with the federal government, those seven enumerated areas are federal statutes. So 54A references state regulations. The agency that helps the federal government regulate federal railroad safety laws in Illinois is the ICC. The ICC.
What if the Illinois Commerce Commission has a rule, no smoking at work? Is that within the scope of this statute?
I mean, in defense of
yes or no?
Yes, and the support for that, I would.
That doesn't make any sense.
Well,
the ICC regulates a lot more besides railroads.
Correct, but the railroad provisions at issue, the ICC railroad safety.
Well, where does it say railroad provisions in here?
The 54A is directed at 53.
Yeah, 53 says you're a literalist of interpretation.
53.
You're a literalist.
No, I'm just.
Yes, you are.
I'm looking at 53, which says statutes enacted for the safety of railroad employees.
I don't see that in 54A.
That's 53, and 54A is a clarification of what 53 said. Section 53, which enacted in the 30s, I believe. Was held for the 30s, the 40s, and the 50s to be talking about federal railroad.
Look, all it says in 54A is a regulation, et cetera, prescribed by a state agency is deemed to be a statute under Section 53.
Right.
So suppose the ICC is worried about people smoking in telephone exchanges. They might, cause a fire. So they have a general regulation. You can't smoke at work in Illinois. And that would be a regulation by the state agency that is participating in these activities, and it would be deemed a statute under Section 53.
Incorrect, Your Honor.
Why?
Because Section 53 of the FVLA says only regulations or statutes for the safety of employees.
Doesn't have that qualification. 54A deems all the regulations to which it refers to be statutes under Section 53.
And 54A, the title of it says certain federal and state regulations are deemed statutory authority.
Precisely.
Trying to clarify.
Precisely.
Right. Trying to.
But look, it just says if you have a statutory, if you have a regulation prescribed by, in this case, the Illinois Commerce Commission, that's a Section 53 statute. Why do you want to go beyond that?
Because the focus of 54A is the safety of railroad employees. The focus of 53.
It doesn't say anything about railroad employees.
It's in the FELA. It's in the
Yeah, but it doesn't say anything about safety, right?
It says it's pointing to the state.
What if the ICC enforces OSHA in Illinois? Does that make OSHA a Section 53 statute?
Not unless there's an OSHA regulation that's passed by the Illinois ICC or the Illinois legislators for the safety of railroad employees.
In 54A. I don't see that in 54A.
Well, this is also why looking at the legislative history is illuminating. And what the legislation, when Congress passed the FRSA, this legislative history explains what 54A was trying to do. 53...
See, the problem is your position is basically absurd. And so as soon as you go outside the literal language of the statute and start talking about other things, because, look, why should this fender bender be litigable under the FELA? Right? It's some old Illinois statute. Doesn't seem to make any sense. And really unrelated to railroad safety.
Except that Illinois determined in 1968 that the vehicles being operated to get...
This is a federal program, and there's no... And you can understand how if this were a statute intended to, you know, enforce the FELA or some other federal statute, sure, that would be that would be appropriate. But it doesn't seem to be that at all.
Then what is the answer to the question, what is a state regulation in 54A? There's no such thing. There's no such thing as a state regulation of federal railroad safety statutes.
Is it just because he's driving a truck owned by the railroad and he's during his work hours that this thing happens outside the yard, I guess. I didn't really recognize that. It's just a fender bender that he ran into another truck. I don't know whether that had anything to do with the railroad, the other one or not. That's just a wreck that occurred on the highway. It's dragged under the FELA simply because he's a railroad employee driving a railroad truck.
Correct. He was on duty. It was part of his job to go outside the yard to get to another area of the yard. There was no dispute whether FELA is applicable in this case. And railroad employees always have to, you know, travel from one site to another.
You said a moment ago that there's nothing that authorizes the state to enforce federal regulations, but the first sentence of 2105 says Secretary may prescribe investigative and surveillance activities necessary to enforce the safety regulations prescribed and orders issued by the Secretary. State may participate in these activities. So that sounds as if, and you know, it sounds as if the state is authorized to enforce these federal regulations. And so don't you have to show that this state statute is enforcing a federal regulation?
It's the opposite, Your Honor. It's this 54A says state regulations. It doesn't say state enforcement actions of federal regulations.
It refers to 2105, right?
Right, which establishes the FRA to put
look,
out regulations.
This state statute, is this an example of the states participating in those activities, you know, within the meaning of 2105?
No, there is no regulation.
This is your literal reading of 54A. Your view is that if a state just happens to be a participant in these investigative and surveillance activities, then any regulatory provision that it or the state agency in question happens to have, like a smoking regulation or OSHA regulation or something, those then become incorporated into 53.
Only the ones enacted for the safety of railroad employees.
Well, but it doesn't say that in 54A.
54A was an answer to 53, and it's in the congressional record.
Answer to 53.
In the congressional record, it said, specifically
says. So we're already in the legislative history. We're outside the text.
We're inside the FVLA, which is about railroad employee safety. 53 says any statute enacted for the safety of employees is.
But 54A doesn't say that.
54A, the title of it says, certain federal regulations, certain state regulations are deemed statutory authority.
Precisely, deemed, which right. means it's expanding 53.
Exactly. Explaining
right.
what
and
it is.
So an OSHA regulation, smoking regulation, what have you, that would expand 53, and as long as it's issued by the ICC, then on your view, it's a Section 53 statute.
And the reason for that is because 53...
So you're agreeing with me. This smoking ordinance, this what have you, these, you know, expand Section 53.
Judge Cannelli's opinion was answered this question. He said if it addresses the safety of railroad employees.
It's not in 54A.
Yes, it is, because it's in...
Where? You show me where it's in 54A.
The title of 54A is...
It doesn't say anything about railroad
and here,
safety.
Yes, and the reason for it is this.
Why does it say that?
It says that because prior to the...
It doesn't say it. It's not in 54A.
What it says is state...
The word railroad doesn't appear in 54A.
Right. And, you know, I would just argue also in defense of what Judge Posner, what you wrote recently is the looseness theory of judicial interpretation is that we shouldn't adopt the railroad's position here and try to sort of imbue our own ideas. We should just accept what Congress wrote. And they said that a state regulation is deemed statutory authority. Nowhere does it say a state enforcement action of federal law.
All right. So why would Congress care if a state has a safety regulation which has nothing to do with investigative and surveillance activities under 2105. Why would Congress think it relevant? Why would Congress think that that regulation would only be applicable if the state happened to be in this Section 2105 program?
As a way to foster the program. This was the beginning of the program. As a way to get...
And you suppose Indiana doesn't participate in investigation and surveillance activities, but it has this same statute about the railroad workers and their trucks, right? So as your opponent explained, that Indiana statute wouldn't be enforceable under FELA. But the fact that it does or does not cooperate in 2105 programs is irrelevant to a statute about, you know, driving railroad workers to work. So isn't that an arbitrary difference?
It might be an arbitrary difference, but it's the one that Congress wrote in 54A.
No, see, that's where you can't have it both ways. You can't say that we should have a flexible purpose of interpretation, because then... He's right. It doesn't make sense to have this difference between Indiana and Illinois. You have to be a literalist in order to prevail. But the problem with your literalism is that the word railroad doesn't appear in 54A.
But it's in the FELA. It's part of the Federal Railroad Statute for railroad employees.
Look, you've got this fender bender. You've stuffed that into FELA. Why can't I put a smoking regulation into FELA?
If it's enacted for the safety of employees, it would be part of the FELA. The fender bender, so-called fender bender, and it came up, this picture that was submitted, there's no substantiation what the truck looked like. There's testimony, in fact, that the bumper had to be pried out. So, you know, please don't.
I've lost you. That picture is doctored or what?
No, we just have no idea when it was taken. It could have been taken before the accident, Your Honor. There was no authentication of the photo at trial. And there's testimony that the fender had to be pried out and other repairs. So
after the wreck?
After the wreck. It couldn't get pushed into the bay because the semi truck had crushed the fender into the.
Which shows that in fact the tire actually got rubbed by the bumper. So
right.
No
one knows when that or who took that photo. Your Honor, this idea that there's certain state regulations that are in the program and out of the program. In their brief, in the record, there's nothing.
Why is 54A referred to 2105? Why?
Because that's the new, when it was passed, that was the new agency set up. The Federal Railroad Administration was just born in 1970s.
What does that have to do with anything? It's about state agencies that participate in these activities. Why is that in there? If, as you say, the purpose of this statute is any state regulation of railroad worker safety is enforceable under FELA.
My position is that this particular Illinois statute is because Illinois does participate in the program.
I know, but it's irrelevant that it participates because this isn't part of the program, this statute.
What's the program? The program... What's a state regulation of the
program? This automobile safety program is not an attempt to enforce regulations issued by the Secretary of Transportation. So it's not in 2105.
There is no Illinois state regulations about the participation program. You're not going to find it in the brief.
Then you're lost.
No, then
if Illinois doesn't participate in the program, 54A is inapplicable.
That's not what I said. I said they do, but they participate under this agreement. There's no regulation that dictates their participation.
Acknowledge that this statute about driving, about automobiles, is not part of their program of... It's not part of their 2105 participation. You said that.
It's the regulation of the agency that does participate with the federal government in enhancing railroad safety in the state of Illinois. And that's what 54A just says on its face. There is no state regulation of federal railroad safety laws. Of course, that would be preempted. Okay? That's their position, that there's something inside the program and outside the program. But there aren't. There's four Illinois railroad safety laws, statutes. Four. And this railroad motor vehicle safety statute regulation is one of them.
You're talking opposites. You said earlier this regulation of automobile safety is not a 20105 program. You said that. Now you're saying the opposite.
No, it's a regulation of the only Illinois agency that participates with the federal government to enhance railroad safety in the state.
Okay. Well, thank you, Mr. McMahon. So your time expired, Mr. Mulhern.